So if you were expecting a formal preach on the subject matter this morning, then you're going to be grievously disappointed, because I think we're who we are and the subject matter and the numbers, which is grand for this, is going to be more of a discussion. So there's no pressure on anyone. I will be putting some questions out there which are not rhetorical. I'll be waiting for your thoughts, and those of you who have thoughts, on particular aspects of this subject. So, if you were coming to expecting a sermon, you might want to sort of get your admission money back from Howard afterwards.
I'll get my rail fare back.
So, we're looking at a series at the moment, Early Doors at the moment, on, I believe, following Jesus, and with particular reference to what we might call some spiritual practices or spiritual helps. And we've looked at prayer. That's always a good spiritual practice. The subject that was given has been given to me, and I grasped it with both hands, partly because I've never really thought long and hard about it, and certainly, as far as I remember, I've never preached on it, and it's simply Sabbath. The Sabbath. Sabbath maybe as a spiritual practice. Well, first of all, a little bit of ancient history, very ancient history. Where arguably in the Bible, this is not a rhetorical question, where arguably in the Bible do we first come across the Sabbath? Not a trick question.
Genesis.
I'm going to go. Yeah, there's no wrong answers in this, but yeah. I think you're right in terms of the word, right at the beginnings of time, God was very creative and very busy, whether or not it was 6 days or billions of years. Personally, doesn't trouble me, so we're not going to get into that. But at the end of the toil, the creativity of creating something marvellous, God, as it were, sat down and had a day of rest. And it wouldn't be fascinating to be there, but then God is beyond time. But what, after every day, what did he say? And it was
good.
And so when it was all kind of finished, it was extremely good. And I suspect he sat and, with a sense, wow. And God always has a purpose. And he had, amongst that creation, created. And he took, as it were, a little bit of liberty, a little bit of time out to sit and wonder at all that all he had made. It was very, very good. Another question. When we hear the word Sabbath, what does it mean for you?
Is it the Passover?
Is it the Passover?
Yeah. The breaking of the bread and the drinking.
The Sabbath is actually something a little bit different. But yeah. hold that thought. It might come into it in terms of what we might do on the Sabbath. I know Janet's got something to say here.
It's primed.
Yeah.
There's a song in the musical Fiddler on the Roof called Sabbath Prayer. It's actually a beautiful song. And I don't know if you've ever seen the film or the musical, but it's about Jewish families existing in Russia in the 19th century, a tough life, trying to conserve their roots and their traditions. And at one point in the film, you see the family gathered around the meal table. They're all standing up, father one end, mother the other end, five daughters and two suitors. And they are going to celebrate the Sabbath meal. and it's all laid out beautifully. And the mother lights the candles, and they do some just some wonderful actions with their hands. I don't know, I'm sure there's meaning to it, and I've seen it done before, I don't understand what it is. And then the father and the mother pray a blessing over the family. They actually sing it. It's a fantastic song. And once you get through one verse of the song, the camera pans out and you see lots of other families in the village celebrating their Passover, celebrating their Sabbath meal, and families praying blessing over each other. So that when I hear the word Sabbath, that's what reminds me.
Great, yeah. Any other thoughts? Where we do nothing. Yeah, hold that one. That's interesting because in this series there are a few primes, there are a few thoughts, but I may have read this somewhere else, but the Sabbath is somewhere to stop. I believe, I am not a scholar in pretty much anything, certainly not Hebrew, but the core word of Sabbath is simply to stop. So well done, Tammy. But it can lead to other things, rest, delight, and worship. Well, I could stop there, but I'm not. Any other thoughts on Sabbath? Maybe some experiences. I'm looking around at the room. Some of you are not far off my age, and maybe when you were brought up, that's meant as a compliment, we're very old and wise, I've certainly got some childhood memories. What did Sabbath look like?
Special day.
Special day. Yeah. How might have that been reflected? Pop in the back to you. Or maybe someone else?
The Sabbath was sort of worship.
Worship, yes.
Worship in the Sabbath.
Yes, yes. Family and...
Yeah.
Church. Yes. So definitely the association with stopping, resting, and time for church and worship and family. Yes. Yeah.
Can I make a comment?
Yeah.
As well, that it's not totally related to what you've asked.
No. I like that. Yeah. A curveball here.
Just put it. You started me thinking of, because when I think of my childhood and the things that we weren't allowed to do on the Sabbath, looking back with hindsight, I can see the reason for that. But when you get the emphasis wrong, it totally sours it, doesn't it?
Yes, and I have to say that was my experience too. So for the purposes of listening later, some of our memories were the things that we were not allowed to do. And that was very much Sunday experience as a young child who, my default was go out and kick a football, preferably with a friend, and that was definitely not allowed. Went to church, that was all right. We didn't watch television. It was never really explained why these thou shalt not should happen. And therefore, the Sabbath had a very negative connotation. I couldn't wait for Monday to come because the Sabbath was wrapped around Sunday. Just another little thought. How has Sunday been associated primarily with Sabbath in our culture? I don't fully know the answer.
Wearing your best clothes.
Wearing your best clothes, yes. My question was actually it's all right. My question was more around why Sunday?
I suppose showing value to the day.
Yes. Was it a random pick?
Because that was when Jesus came back to life.
I think I had that explained to me. But there are some Christian churches, most notably, what's it called?
Seventh-day
Adventist Church. If you go there, they go to church on a Saturday because that goes back to, and that was the day of the week that the Jews would celebrate that day. And I think I was told that Sunday became the default after Jesus' time. Whether that took centuries, I've no idea. Those of you into church history. There's nothing wrong with that, but to choose a particular day for stopping and doing various things. There's a kind of a tactic when you're a preacher. I mean, there's all kinds of preaching styles, but one of my default ones, which I'm going for here, apart from the fact I'm not preaching, is there's a fabulous book called The Four Pages of the Sermon. And a way of looking at, particularly we've listened to some scripture which has got many references to the Sabbath, is if you imagine the four pages, the first page is, what was the problem then? So going right back, and the posh word is, like, you look at it in the exegesis, posh word, is at that time, references to Sabbath, well, we can wind back right to those times, and yes, the Exodus reference from earlier, because it is a reference here, is one of the Ten Commandments about keeping the Sabbath holy. And there are some more words within that you can read. But also, winding forward to Isaiah, just a few chapters on 56, and it says, if you call the Sabbath a delight and the Lord's holy day honourable, and if you honour it by not going your own way and not doing as you please or speaking the word through it, then you will find your joy in the Lord. A really positive. Now, by the time Jesus stepped on this earth, we get kind of a picture of what Sabbath was beginning to look like. Was it, you can't do that on the Sabbath? And what happened was a whole load of additional rules and regulations spreading into volumes over the centuries, and by the time Jesus walked this earth, it was felt like it was probably a stifling thing, probably of a degree or several degrees more than me not being able to go out and play football as a young child. And so I would put that...
Man-made rules.
Yes, that's right. So, and it became stifling. And it was that thou shalt not, rather than, in the words of Isaiah, you will find your joy in the Lord. And, yeah, it became a legalistic practice. And so the second page of this sermon I'm not preaching is, well, what's the problem now, right this day? We've shared a few thoughts about historically and how society and culture has changed. Has it not? When you wind back, you know, when I was growing up in the 60s, pretty much everything was closed, wasn't it? No shops. I do remember, though, late in the evening, my dad, who I didn't really see very much, he had two or three jobs just to keep food on the table, we would walk the mile down to an off-license about a mile away. That was obviously allowed to be open for just a few hours. And he would buy me a Mars bar. How was that? 9 old pence, I seem to remember. That was a lot of money. And that felt kind of naughty somehow, but I did enjoy the Mars bar. Yeah, rotted the teeth and everything, but never mind. But what about now? What about now? Think of our society. If we were to go out and into the outlet village or whatever and say, what does the Sabbath mean to you? What do you think the answers might be?
Is it when Jesus walked the earth was born?
Was it when Jesus was born? Yeah. Well, hold that one. Yeah. Let's imagine ourselves now in a crowd, and we're asking, what do you think?
Most people would have a clue what the word meant.
No, absolutely, yeah.
Good
they did, they'd think it was just some Jewish custom.
Do you think that we've got any much in a way of concept of Sabbath in our society in this country? Whether we use that word or not. But,
there is a toy shop that's shut on the Sunday run by Christians, isn't there? Mm. The one at Greenbridge.
Yeah, so they have a rest. Yes, yeah.
But most shops are open.
Yeah. It's just like any other day, isn't it?
It is, well, perhaps even more so. The roads in the centre of Swindon are probably, during the middle of the day, the busiest of the week, actually. Now, I'm not saying actually whether that's right or wrong, but it's an observation how that has changed in a generation or two.
John, yeah. I feel that the day of the Sabbath has evolved to a day of shopping.
Yes, to a day of... Yes,
a day of... Going from one shopping centre to the other, or to fulfil that want from to purchase as opposed to to preach or to listen to. To a Sabbath, like you say about a Sabbath, is they wouldn't even know the religion you're talking about, because religion is not talked about in school apart from all religions. Yeah. So when you talk about all religions, you don't talk about anything in particular, you talk about confusion.
Yeah. Yes. So it could be a paraphrased as a day of shopping. Yes, of activity, which gives maybe some pleasure to some. I have to confess, if that's the right word, my practice on a Sunday has changed quite dramatically. Now that I've got some choice, haven't got time to go there. But yeah, we do things. There's also I work. You all know, perhaps most of you anyway, that I work as a chaplain on the railways, and I mean I think that's an example of an organisation, a public service, which in as far as the railways is perhaps in theory a 24/7. Try getting a train on a Sunday, but best of luck. But anyway, it should in theory run, which does mean that. Over two-thirds of the hundreds of thousands that work with or for the railways have to work at least on some Sundays, and I think that, well, obviously that does apply to all public service. And of course that changed also in terms of retail. I believe it was about 1985, wasn't it, Keep Sunday Special campaign, because there was a move away to deregularise and to allow shops to open. We've got this just a little look up, you know, in terms of limitations of big shops, times that come over. Again, how times have changed. There are, but linking Sabbath with Sunday has become a huge challenge in some ways of resting, stopping resting, and the other two words were delight and worship. Because not only the pressures, but the responsibilities that we might find. I think one of the biggest, when I was a minister, full-time minister of a church, did I link Sabbath, my Sabbath, with Sunday? We'll come on to that in a minute. Probably. And the answer is no, it wasn't. Moving on, we have to go on rapidly now. So that was the second page. We had the problem then, problem now. What was the solution? And the answer is always Jesus. What did Jesus do?
He came and helped people.
He came and helped people. Brilliant answer. Yeah. Including, and it seems to me, especially on their Sabbath. It was almost as if he was provocative. Said, I've done this. And of course, all those rules of, you can't do that, the leader said on a Sunday. There was another occasion, he was walking with his disciples and they were walking through a cornfield or something, and they picked up the corn. Ah, you can't, I just have. And he did a lot of things. And what did he say? There's a couple of key phrases in that scripture. Who did he claim to be?
The Lord of the Sabbath.
The Lord of the Sabbath. Ah, so he came along. Is that a solution? And in what way? I've just thought, I don't think I know the answer to this. When he says, I am the Lord of the Sabbath, what's he saying?
Have faith in me.
Have faith in me.
Yeah.
Yeah. The focus has completely gone round. One of the things I was thinking, well, this may be a link, but there's an amazing verse in the second chapter of Colossians where all things were created, going back to the creation, all things were created through Jesus. Yeah, we have the mystery and the reality and the truth of God, who is Father, Son and Holy Spirit. But there was a part and a place. So it links back. God created all things. It was good. Jesus was there and was a primary part of all that. Jesus was seeking to see the focus, the person we're following Jesus, and the focus back towards where Sabbath should be, which doesn't mean stop everything, doesn't mean stop doing good, doesn't mean stop going to see, you know, maybe a desperately ill friend or relative. It doesn't mean stopping out there, you see someone who perhaps needs whatever as a support. It does mean that it's special, and all those things that Jesus did were rather special, and putting a focus back on the Sabbath. He also said Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. Have I got that right? Yeah, it was made for man. It's a gift.
Yeah.
Sabbath is a gift. It's been made for us. What are we going to do with it? And that leads us into our final page. What's the solution now? So I've had to skip. I could have talked for hours about Jesus and what he did. Some of the amazing stories. But in the light of that, what's the solution now? Well, let's hang it on. Stop, rest, delight, and worship. How can we practice that in a positive, fulfilling, embracing way? Okay, it's all right what we're doing now, okay? It's brilliant, isn't it? We've got this freedom to do. It just happens to be on a Sunday, and I hope there's a sense of stopping, there's a resting. My word, you know, one of my favorite songs, Be Still for the Presence of the Lord. There's a stopping and a resting. And we're doing it with others. What a privilege that is. A sense of delight. I'm leading a funeral in a couple of weeks' time. And they've chosen a hymn that I'm going to have at my funeral. O Lord my God, how great thou art. And one of the verses, when I look, you know, that verse all about creation. And that's one of and just a sense of wonder. The older I get, the bigger sense of wonder. And to create time and space to be able to do that, I'm going to be very heretical now, potentially, but I have sometimes bunked church because I'm tired. My job is involving people all week, and I do get people out. Okay? I need recovery. I'll just hit the hills. I think, personally, we can talk afterwards. I think that's all right. Okay. Perhaps if I didn't know the Aggie Week as an excuse, but that's a place of worship and wonder, a wonder for me. And certainly when, going back to when I was a minister, my Sabbath was a Wednesday. And because, there was aspects of Sabbath when I was busy. And for that, and I think that's okay as well. So, Sabbath is connected to a Sunday, but doesn't necessarily have to be rigidly the Sabbath. That's my statement. Any responses to that? And you can argue and come back to me on that. For those listening later, there's a few quizzical expressions. There's one or two nods.
I think that's good.
So you've got it totally makes sense because there's people working on Sunday. It totally makes sense to me. There's people working on Sundays. Including clergy. My brother recently went to Las Vegas and he was planning a 4-day trip out in the desert up some mountain on his own. And he said to us, I'm so looking forward to being on my own. I understand that too.
Yes.
Yeah, just to say that Jesus said Sabbath was made for man. Mm. And just thinking about, well, what does Sabbath mean then? And the whole stopping is the stopping from all the what you're doing in the rest of the week, isn't it? So, and so part of it is having that space to reset. So stopping from all the work that you've been doing, all the thinking you've been doing, whatever. Mm. So does that have to be a Sunday? No. If you find that Sabbath, if you understanding what the Sabbath is about, it's about the stopping, isn't it? To start with.
Yes.
Getting away from all the busy whatever, then it's gotta be when it fits in with who you are and what you're doing.
Yes, yes. So and it's a challenge, isn't it? And I think particularly within the culture we're at. And going back to the railways, and I come across staff who are under pressure to work, you know, their days off, and some are working 10 or 12 shifts consecutively before they have some time off. I think I will come back to, I'm going to finish in a minute, but I will come back to the amazing creation of our God. And I believe we're created in line with the whole pattern of the weekly, daily, night and day, weekly cycle as well. And I believe it has served us well. Actually, one good thing about when it was Sunday and nobody worked unless you really had to, people almost were forced to rest. And what they did with it, I guess, was up to them. But I believe at our peril, we work too long and we don't get that proper rest and work balance. I believe there are many contributory factors to what we might refer to a mental health crisis, almost pandemic, in our society. At least in part has something to do with not adhering to how we've been created in terms of human beings. And it feels almost subversive to shut your toy shop on a Sunday, and good on you, whoever you are. in terms of taking rest and trusting that that day's shut will not have an adverse effect on their ability to run that toy shop. Pray for God's blessing on that and all similar situations. One of my favourite theologians, Walter Brueggemann, writes, says, in our own contemporary context of the rat race of anxiety, the celebration of Sabbath is an act of both resistance and alternative. It is resistance because it is a visible insistence that our lives are not defined by the production and consumption of commodity goods. And and there's more. So we can be not legalistic, but we can be a positive expression of witness through our spiritual practices, of which Sabbath is one. So we're going to stop there, and we could continue over the by faith, the tea and coffee after the service, about our experiences and how we can be good and do good on the Sabbath and follow Jesus. I'm going to lead us in a Sabbath prayer now, followed by a final song together. So let us pray. God of rest, today I make the active choice to enter into your rest and to join with you in delighting in this good world you have made and dreaming of the perfect world you will remake. I choose to tune out of demands and deadlines, of performance pressures, of flickering screens, of that which robs my soul of joy, and the ways in which the world seeks to define and shape my identity. I choose to tune in to your affirmation and love, to the celebration of freedom, to worship and your word, to the enjoyment of that which fills my soul with joy and reminds me of my identity in Christ as a deeply loved child of God. Amen.